Welcome to the second hour of Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. A-Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. Am I wrong about this thing, Ryan, on the state legislators? Like, am I wrong? Like, I don't understand why they get tickets.
I like I said, I didn't even realize they all got tickets until this all came up. And it's ridiculous to think that each and every one of them were getting lower arena great seats to every UK home game. It makes no sense.
I mean, Drew, am I wrong?
I side with you. I mean, it's great what they're doing for our state. Well, I guess some of it's great, some of it's not. Whatever, it depends what you side. No, but I mean, good for you. You're doing your service, but that doesn't mean you should get every home game.
Yeah.
I can understand the governor having seats because I could understand the idea of you're representing the state. There might even be like Matt Bevin would sometimes bring to games business leaders considering maybe bringing their business to Kentucky. I'm okay with that, Ryan. I actually understand that. That makes sense to me. But I don't think every state legislator should just get to come to every game in lower arena seats.
Yeah, why? Just because you're an elected official, does that give you the right to come to every home game? And I can guarantee you they're a crying, whiny bunch of group. Oh,
well,
wait a minute.
That's how we found out about this. That's how we found out about this, was one of them was whining.
Like, wow.
That's the only reason we know about it.
Yeah, they're whining, crying because they don't get their tickets in a year where we're only going to have 15% capacity. Be quiet. Go back to your corner.
All right. It's time for the Blue Lights Across the Bluegrass Tour, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. We're going to Ohio County, Ryan. When I say Ohio County, what comes to your mind?
The hottest KSR remote in the history of KSR remotes.
I forgot about that. That was... I don't think I've ever been hotter than I was that day there at Beaver Dam. And there was a lot of you there. And you remember that. And I feel like we all went through it together. Because at the end of it, everyone was sweating profusely.
We all lost about 20 pounds that day.
Yeah, there was a woman who gave us cold towels, those kind of rubbery towels.
Uh-huh.
If we didn't have those, I think I might have passed out. I don't know that I would have made it to noon.
Up on that hot stage in the concrete, it was ridiculously hot.
Ohio County is named after the Ohio River. It's one of the counties that answered my question the other day, Ryan, which counties are not named after people. Ohio County is named after the Ohio River, which it used to touch, but which it doesn't anymore.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. In my book, Ohio County was the hardest county to write about. And the reason, Drew, was we went to Ohio County and we asked people, we were like, what's going on? What's your county need? Like, is there something that's happening? And no one seemed to be anything but just happy. Everybody was just like, you know what? Life's fine. I asked, what's the biggest problem in the county? And I'm not lying about this. This woman said, well, when we have our festival in the summer, there's never enough porta potties.
This problem's got to get fixed.
Yeah, that's a tough problem to have.
But I mean, think about that. If that's the worst problem in your life, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've probably stopped in Ohio County 100 times, but only in the median.
The Beaver Dam truck stop. Best truck stop in Kentucky.
But I just want to say, I think collectively of all the counties I went to in Kentucky, this was the happiest one. So to the people of Beaver Dam and Hartford, which are the two biggest towns, I salute you for your happiness because I didn't go in. It's the only place I went to where literally no one complained about anything. And, Ryan, there's virtue in that.
Yes, there is. I'm already enjoying talking about Ohio County just from what you said right there.
So Hartford is the county seat, and here is the here's the description of Hartford. This is their slogan. Home of 2,000 happy people and a few sore heads.
Well, they got to kick them out. If it's a happy county, they got to tell the soreheads to go over to Muhlenberg County or something.
Do you like that? Shannon's not here to judge the slogan. Yeah. So, Drew, do you like the slogan?
I like that one, and I think Shannon would like it too.
Beaver Creek, the other town, was created by, and this is on their website, a small but zealous group of Baptists who wanted a place to practice their faith and be happy.
So they have Beaver Creek and Beaver Dam.
Wait a minute, I said Beaver Creek. I meant Beaver Dam. I don't think there's a Beaver Creek. Is there a Beaver Creek?
I don't know.
Definitely Beaver Dam.
I think I wrote that wrong. Of course, Beaver Dam has the Beaver Dam Amphitheater, which, Drew, gets a pretty amazing set of acts, all things considered. I saw John Prine there. Poison plays there. They get some country music acts. They had Jason Isbell, I think. Like, for a place kind of in the middle of nowhere, Beaver Dam Amphitheater, first of all, is an awesome location. Like, I think it might be the best concert setting that I know of in Kentucky, and they get great acts.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a show, but when we did our show there, I was shocked at how nice and big. I mean, that looks like a great place to watch a concert in a part of Kentucky that's not exactly a tourist destination, so they're really doing well with that.
Elliot, you're a music guy. Have you ever been there?
No, but I'm trying to get Wax Eater booked there. If you got any leads, help a brother out.
That's right. Your band is Wax Eater,
isn't
it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Wax Eater on the show?
Yes. We have, out of our like four album catalog, I think there's about three clean songs we can play.
I'd like to hear. Wouldn't you like to hear some more Wax Eater?
Play some the next break.
Well, no, next break we have to play in Ohio County.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
But we will play a Wax Eater at some point. It is the home, Ryan, of bluegrass music because it's the home of Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe from there. A lot of they consider themselves the home of bluegrass music, and they have a barn out there that on Saturday nights, I don't remember the name of it, but on Saturday nights, people just go to the Bill Monroe barn, and they just pick, and they grin, and they do their bluegrass thing.
Do they really? Every Saturday night they do this?
That's cool. What I'm told, yes.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Every year is the Strawberry Festival, Drew. And would you like to know what they have at the Strawberry Festival?
I'm going to guess strawberries.
They do. They also crown Miss Strawberry.
Oh.
They have a car show and Kentucky's largest tractor show.
Interesting. I didn't know about any of this. So I love strawberries, too.
I've never been to a tractor show. But do we think that people just, like, bring out their best tractor? Like, a car show, I understand. Because cars are different. You have old cars and new cars and, like, you know, fixed up cars, but I'm not a tractor guy. Are there enough variations of tractors that a tractor show and parade could give us new and interesting tractors? Or is like a tractor like motor oil, when you say motor oil is motor oil, is a tractor a tractor?
Probably, you know, antique tractors that they have fixed up that are still going would be interesting. Some different ones of those will make it kind of interesting for a show.
So you think it's like cars? They have antique tractors.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Any of us been to a tractor show?
Yeah, I just haven't carved out the time yet. But, you know,
Elliot, has Wax Eater played at a tractor show ever?
We've played some strange venues and shows, but we've never played a tractor show.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. They have a new beef O'Brady's. Drew, in the bank there, and I must say this. I've been all over the country, sometimes end up at Beef O'Brady's. There ain't a nicer Beef O'Brady's in this United States of America than the one that is there in Ohio County at the bank. I mean this. As somebody who has a sports bar and who appreciates them, that Beef O'Brady's, when Beef O'Brady's goes to the New York Stock Exchange and shows what they're up to, they should show the picture of the one in Ohio County because there ain't a nicer one anywhere.
I'm getting confused. You're skipping right over how it's in a bank. I feel like that's a big deal. I think Beef O'Brady's, it's not in a bank.
Well, I think it's an old bank. It's not. They don't. It's not, it's not currently in a bank.
Oh, I thought you meant like you go in and here I need to deposit this check and I'll have some box sticks.
Yeah, give me a cheeseburger and a beer.
No.
$25 check.
I don't know. It's not the case. It's not the case that it's a bank / Beef O'Brady's. I think used to be a bank and now is a Beef O'Brady's.
Like when you see a place that was obviously a Pizza Hut at one time, they just in an old bank building.
That's right. Right in the middle of downtown. Very nice. Now, I do, after having said a lot of nice things, I need to say one negative thing. Ryan, they have the two worst websites in the state. I want you to go to them right now. First of all, go to visitohiocountyky.com. This is their tourism website. Visit OhioCountyKY.com and tell me what you see.
.com.
Oh, I see it. it's a message saying, get ready. Something really cool is coming soon. Todd says.
Wow.
So I went back. It says something really cool is coming soon. Would you like to know when that website was created?
Oh, no. When?
2011.
You've got to be kidding me.
They've had 9 years to give me something cool.
Well, boy, it must really be something. They've worked 9 years on it.
See, they shouldn't have said coming soon. If they left off the soon, we wouldn't have anything to say. Now, like, well,
they would just say coming at some point, something cool.
That's
9 years to work on that website, Ohio County.
All right, now go to ohiocounty.com.
All right. Ohio County.
Oh, boy. Website expired. This account expired. If you're the site owner, click below to log in.
So they, in the two websites, the official one and the tourism site, one of them has cool stuff coming soon, and the other one's expired.
Need to work on that, Ohio County.
I'm disappointed, Ohio County. I'm not mad. Yeah. I'm just disappointed. That's all I'm going to say. Finally, they also have Rough River. Supposedly the best place, Drew, in Kentucky to canoe is in Ohio County on the Rough River.
I've heard that, too. I've never been. I wish we had Shannon. You know, he's a big canoe guy. I'm sure he's been plenty of times, but I've only seen pictures. Looks like a nice place.
All right, famous people. I mentioned Bill Monroe. Ray Chapman, Ryan, the only baseball player to ever die in a game from a pitch. He was hit in the head and killed. Ray Chapman from Ohio County.
Yeah, a tragic story. The pitcher was a submarine pitcher. And back in the day, they used to, like, scuff up the balls and get them dirty.
What does that mean, a submarine pitcher?
You'd throw, you know, sidearm. You know,
oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, sidearm. And that kind of changed the rules of baseball. After that, they kind of went, now that's why they throw the ball out a lot and try to get a fresh white baseball, because they say he didn't even move. They say, you know, he didn't, they don't even think he saw it because it was a dirty, roughed up baseball, and his sidearm pitcher threw it in there and hit him right in the side of the head.
Yes, very sad. From Ohio County. And finally, Wyatt Earp's criminal brothers, James Earp and Virgil Earp, were both born in Ohio County. They were his older brothers. They got out of Ohio County, went to Illinois, then Wyatt was born, and the three of them started their crime spree.
Wyatt was not born
in Ohio County, but James and Virgil Earp, Ryan, were.
Really? They were born in Ohio County, but then moved out before Wyatt was born. Interesting.
So they did. So it's almost like they didn't get, you know, they didn't get Peyton or Eli. They got Cooper. Like they didn't get Wyatt. They got James and Virgil. I do like, Drew, the name Virgil Earp as a person.
It's a great name. Is it better? Do you want to claim Wyatt Earp, or you want to say he lost his way somewhere else? He didn't start here.
Well, I don't know. James and Virgil did the same stuff, and they're not even famous. So I think you'd rather have Wyatt. So there you go. That is your Ohio County tour. You can give us a shout, 502-571-1080. Hopefully someone from Ohio County will give us a call, and you all should visit. I'm telling you, the Beaver Dam Amphitheater is the nicest place to listen to a concert, you know, in the state. We'll take a break. Be right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080, or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
DraftKings is live in Tennessee with mobile sports betting. You may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. And for a limited time, the DraftKings Sportsbook app is offering all new users up to $1,000 for their first deposit. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the USA, so you can be confident that your funds are secure. With the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSR when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook has a deposit bonus up to $1,000. And don't forget, enter code KSR and get your deposit bonus up to $1,000 only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 20 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Would come from far away.
You're listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
All right, so this is Bill Monroe, Uncle Penn. He is, of course, from Ohio County. And interestingly enough, Ryan, Uncle Penn was about a man named Pendleton Van Diver, also from Ohio County.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You like that one.
Uncle Penn?
Yes. This is a very famous bluegrass song. Do you know the song Uncle Penn?
No, I do not. Sorry.
Okay. I thought you might, and that it would make you more excited to know he was from Ohio County. It clearly did not.
Well, I gave it a yeah.
Ricky Skaggs did a version of this song that was big, too.
Okay.
Again, you don't like that either. All right. The Earps, by the way, apparently were law enforcement, not criminals. This is what happens, Drew, when I never have seen Tombstone.
Yeah, that's true. I even said they were lawmen. I love Tombstone. Good movie. Should have known better.
Well, no, they are lawmen. I said they were criminals. They're the law.
I mean, I'm even making it worse. No, I was implying that they were also criminals when I've seen Tombstone a million times. And how have you not seen Tombstone?
Never seen it. And I know people get on me about that. And now it's almost a point of pride now that I won't see it because everybody thinks it's so awesome, and I have never seen it.
Val Kilmer, back before he added a few and –
he was awesome.
Val Kilmer's book came out the same day as mine, and I beat him. And I still hope he knows that we had the same release date. Have you seen Tombstone, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Val Kilmer steals the show. He's awesome in it.
And is he Wyatt Earp?
He's not Wyatt Earp. He's
Kurt Russell's Wyatt Earp.
Well, what's he?
Yeah, who is he?
Doc Holliday, is that the name?
I think
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've
seen it. It's like a great movie. You all remember
it? It is a great movie. I actually want to go watch it soon now.
502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, I think the legislators should not get the tickets. But if they're going to get them, don't. If they're really fans, don't let them sit down low. Make them sit up high, the tickets we don't use. See, I agree
Good point.
That. Like, if you're such a big fan, sit up top.
But see, they would cry and whine and complain. I don't want to sit up top. Well, then don't go.
The thing is, one of these days, Ryan's going to run for state legislature, and you know you're going to use those tickets. And if they took them from you, you would whine, too.
Can I get two more? Josiah's got a friend in. I assume all these legislators pay the K-Fund donation that every other one there paid. And
that I do not know. I do think they pay for them. I do think they pay for them, but I don't know.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I bet they don't have to pay the K-Fund and all that. Ryan, let's say you were an Ole Miss fan. The SEC came out and apologized to Ole Miss yesterday, said that the referees were wrong not to review that kick that bounced up and hit the Auburn guy. I didn't realize not only did they not rule it hitting, they didn't even review it. And they apologized. Lane Kiffin had retweeted a tweet that was negative about SEC officiating. So even though they apologized and said we're wrong, they still fined Lane Kiffin for criticizing the officials.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the protocol, man. You're a head coach. You got to be careful.
But do you think that should be the rule? Like, if the SEC, if the officials are objectively wrong and they admit they're wrong, how do you fine a guy for saying they were wrong?
I think that's just as the head coach, you got to be
why?
Careful.
Why though?
I don't know. It's just kind of the
like why
protocol.
Why is it the officials are the only people on the planet that you can't criticize? If Lane Kiffin criticized the president, the governor, the faculty of Ole Miss, his players, any human being on earth, he doesn't get fined.
The other players.
Yeah. Anyone. He doesn't get fined. But if you say that the officials screwed up, you get fined. Why does that make sense?
It doesn't. I'm not saying it's fair. It's just that's just protocol. That's just the way it is.
But I don't care. Should it be?
No, it shouldn't.
Especially not in this case, because Lane Kiffin said, hey, the replay messed up. And in one statement, the SEC said, hey, the replay messed up. Lane Kiffin was right. Also, Lane Kiffin, you're fined $25,000. They came out and said the exact same thing he argued, yes, and then still fined him.
I don't even like Lane Kiffin. But that is so ridiculous that you can't say what is obvious. They messed up. You can't say that. When did these officials become such delicate little bunnies that we can't talk about them?
You know, we've talked about for years, why do officials not have to answer after a game? Everybody else has to answer for things. Why do they get off scot-free and not have to answer why questionable calls to the media?
And then yesterday in Lane Kiffin's press conference, he said, I'm not even allowed to tell my players the explanation that was given to me. He's like, I wish they could hear what I was just told. So does that mean he's not even allowed to tell his locker room?
Ridiculous.
That makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely ridiculous that officials somehow are these like delicate little dolls that we can't even act like did anything wrong, that they're somehow perfect beings that we know is not the case. Who's next?
Bob in Jamestown.
Bob, how are you, Bob?
How you going, guys? You know, you're talking about the legislators and getting comped tickets by the UK Athletics. Don't you think there's a little quid pro quo in there, you know, any legislation? Yeah, something for nothing.
I'm sure there is, but that's also wrong. I mean, here's the thing. We want our state legislators, in theory, to make the decisions about the University of Kentucky that are the best for the state. If it's the case that if they're worried they'll lose their prize tickets if they do something that isn't what the UK administration wants, that shouldn't be the case. We don't let – well, we used to not let private companies do that. That's starting to change. But we're supposed to – like, these folks are supposed to be unbiased, and if you give them seats on the floor at RUP, you know, it's going to have an impact.
Also, you know, those legislators, you don't see them at the games most of the time. They give them to their buddies, but it's the same thing once again.
You're probably right about that, Bob. I appreciate the call. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of things, more important things to get worked up about, but it's just an example of how things that are just like we just accept as a common practice, if you look at them, are like, well, why should they get those? But they do anyway. Who's next?
Jordan.
Jordan, how are you, Jordan?
Hey, guys, a couple quick things, and then I'll hang up. First, I know you guys haven't really talked about the World Series yet today, but I just think it's really cool. One of my college roommates, his dad was the lead architect for the Rangers stadium. So
that is cool. It's a nice stadium. They've been obviously showing a lot of it during the World Series. I just got like 30 seconds. What's your other thing?
And then I think instead of having you guys try to outrun the NFL players in pads, you should all line up without pads and see who the fastest is. The first person that gets caught by the NFL player gets tackled, and you have to deal with it.
You know, that's a good point. I appreciate the call. I think Ryan's the fastest. I think Shannon's second. And then I don't know about between me and Drew. But
I don't have to be fast. I just have to be faster than you.
We don't want anybody to get tackled by DJ Metcalf, though. None of us. I don't wish that on anybody.
Either one. Yeah. That's right. We'll take a break. 502-571-1080. Do we have an Ohio County person? All right, get one. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. This segment sponsored by DanOsSeasoning.com. You can have it for your tailgating cookouts, your parties. It's an incredible seasoning. It has larger-than-life flavor. Think about the flavor you're used to. Times it by 50, throw out the sodium, and Ryan Lemon, you have Dan-O's Seasoning. Think about that.
It's a Dan-O party.
That's right. Dan-O is huge on TikTok, 750,000 followers. They're teaching you recipes. They're showing you dances. They're going to teach you all that stuff. And Dan-O seasoning is made with all the good stuff and none of the bad stuff. It's Dantastic. It's Dan-O-rific. It's Dan-O-mite. And it's Dan-underful. It's all there at DanOsSeasoning.com. They got two flavors to choose from, original and spicy. Check out more at danoseasoning.com. All right, a couple little newsy things before we get back. The game Kentucky and Georgia, Drew, is at noon on Saturday. We are taking reservations starting now at the KS Bar. So if you would like to come watch the Kentucky-Georgia game at the bar, Ryan, you're watching it there Saturday, right?
Correct. I will be there.
Ryan will be there. So make your reservations. What's the phone number? I always forget the phone number. Is it 859 what, Ryan?
554-6081, I believe.
Is that right, or are you just saying numbers?
I believe that's right.
Can we double check that maybe just to be careful so you don't everybody end up calling a grandma and saying, can I come watch the game?
Yeah, double check this.
859-554-6081.
Yeah!
You got it. Well done, Ryan. 859-554-6081. So they are now make your reservations for the game Saturday. And we are opening, Drew, for breakfast. For those of you going to the game, we're going to open early at 9 a.m. and have a KS Bar breakfast for people before the game.
I'm among those people going to the game, so I will eat a breakfast with our pregame show and head over.
We haven't done that this year yet. We've done it the last couple of years. The breakfast is always awesome. They do it like if people were more early risers, we would do this a lot more, because our breakfast is great. But we are doing breakfast. So if you're going to the game, of course, you can't tailgate. Come eat breakfast with us. We will open at 9 a.m. And Ryan will be doing our pregame show there during the breakfast.
Yeah, pregame 8 to 10 in the morning. Another early one for us Saturday morning.
That is early. Now, the other thing is, today at 2 o'clock, I'm doing a debate with Scott Jennings. That's Mitch McConnell's political consultant. He and I are doing a debate with the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. It's online. I'll tweet out the link after the show. You have to sign up to do it, and it's on Zoom or whatever. I don't know. But it's easy to watch. And those are always good fireworks. He and I have done it 3 or 4 times together, and we will be previewing the presidential race and the Senate race, Ryan, me versus Scott Jennings, at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, you guys are good together. You guys have a good little back and forth. You guys usually kind of work well together.
Yes, I hope
debates.
So. Yeah. Stoops said on Saturday, Ryan, he, quote, went to the extreme to get his team prepared because he didn't think they were ready to play, and he said clearly it didn't work. What do we think he meant by he went to the extreme?
I don't know. You know, on the way to Tennessee, they stopped at Cumberland, University of Cumberland, and did a little workout on the way. So I don't know what they did Saturday for the Missouri game, but, you know, we talked about it on the pregame show. I think he was worried all week that they weren't preparing the way they should be for that game. And even on game day, he was obviously worried that something wasn't right. They weren't ready to play, and it was obvious when the game started he was right.
Have you heard, Drew, what they did Saturday morning? Stoops said he did things he had never done before to try to get his team ready, and it just didn't work.
My original guess was they were going to stop in Paducah in practice, and we were just going to make this a thing on the way to the game. But, no, I have no clue.
Yeah, but I don't either.
It's kind of – I mean, even the idiots like us that aren't even in practice just looking ahead to that game, I mean, we were saying it all week that they could come out flat. Freddie – that's all Freddie talked about for a week. So to hear that they actually did it, it's kind of – it was a game that it was definitely a possibility.
Yeah, well, it did happen, and doesn't look like that Stoops was able to make any sort of change that made it work. Who's next?
Bill in Ohio County.
Bill in Ohio County. How are you, Bill?
Yay.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, sir?
I've got a couple more sports figures from Ohio County.
Go for it. Oh, we didn't get Ryan, you didn't give any of yours, did you?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll see what Bill comes up with.
One was John Odom from Hartford, Kentucky. He was a player, coach, and AD at Western Kentucky University.
All right, good deal. What's the other one?
And the other one is, believe it or not, a man named John Gibbons, who is from McHenry, which is outside of Beaverdam. He was a player at Western Kentucky University and was the first coach of the ABA Louisville Kentucky Colonels.
I did hear about him. That's right. First coach of the Colonels from Ohio County. Yeah, let me ask you a question. Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead.
He was 5-12 and was the first coach forward in the ABA also.
Well, everybody's got their thing. Let me ask you, what makes people in Ohio County so happy? I think I said, like, everybody, when I went there, everyone was happy. Why do you think that is?
You must call them on a good day.
So you don't think they're always happy?
Most of the time. Yeah, most of the time. But, you know, it's just like any place else, you know, we've got the people that want to complain about, you know, just the smallest things. But most of the time, most people are happy.
Well, I like it. Well, thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thank you. Did you have any athlete, Ryan, that he did not mention?
Yeah, I had John Givens. Mariah Robinson Wilson, one of the greatest female basketball players at Murray State ever, 3-point leader, top 10 in points, assists, and rebounds, scored 44 points in a game at Murray State. She's from Ohio County. Paul Decker, probably their best basketball player to come out of Ohio County. He played Oakland City University, now the basketball coach there at Ohio County. And Shelby Pike Barnes won the Belmont as a jockey, and is a Hall of Fame jockey, is from Ohio County.
Is that a woman?
I think it's a guy. Huh. Shelby Pike Barnes.
Won the Belmont. On what horse?
I'm not sure. This is back in the late 1800s.
Oh, okay. All right. So this isn't a horse I would have necessarily heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, a gotcha. Long time ago.
All right. Well, good. Well, tomorrow is Oldham County, so be ready for all you folks in Oldham, the county that – Well, there's a lot to say about Oldham, and I'm looking forward to doing Oldham tomorrow. You ready for the World Series tonight, Ryan?
Yes. Dodgers up 3-2. Crazy weekend in the World Series over the weekend, so it's been a good series to watch. I've enjoyed it, actually.
I have, too. I have to say, yeah. I have no interest in these teams except pulling for Walker Buehler because he's from Lexington, but the games have been fascinating. The guy tried to steal home the other night, which I loved. You had the error in game four, two errors that let the Rays win on one play. It's been exciting. You know, there's been – I don't know, man. For a series that on paper I didn't think I'd care about at all, this I feel like, Ryan, has kind of been baseball at its best.
It has been. Yeah, the Rays with a bunch of no-name guys and a low payroll, but got some guys that are throwing 100 miles an hour. It has been fun to watch, kind of back and forth. It's 3-2. You know, if the Rays win tonight, we're going to have a game seven. So that's what I hope for. I just hope it gets to a game
seven. And if the Rays win tonight, game seven, Walker Buehler will pitch, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's scheduled to pitch game seven. So that's what we got to hope for. Just if you don't care at all about it, just get to a game seven so the Lexington kid can take the mound and have the chance to win game seven.
That would be very exciting if he could, because if he won game seven after winning game three, he'd probably be MVP of the series, don't you think?
He might be MVP, yeah, because he looked really good on Friday night when he won that game.
Drew, have you been watching it?
Everything you all just said is all I know about the series because I just learned it. I didn't even know it was 3-2 until today.
Really?
I did wake up Saturday morning and see all the tweets about the crazy ending, and I was like, yeah, whatever, it's baseball. It couldn't have been that crazy. And I didn't even look it up. And finally I saw it that night on TV and was like, wow, I had no clue it was that crazy, game, whatever that was.
It also shows how sports
are.
Go ahead.
That is the only swing in the entire series I've seen, and I saw it over 24 hours later.
Sports are a game of inches. I mean, that guy was an inch from catching that ball in game four. And, Ryan, the series is over at that point.
Yeah, yeah. He kicks it, throws it home. He kicks it. Next thing you know, Rays win the game, and we got a series, boys. It's going. Keeps going.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. 502-571-1080. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Do the final segment. This is KSR. And you play the guitar, right?
I play bass in this band, yes.
Play bass. So how about that? How about us having a famous musician
right here,
Ryan, on this show?
I didn't know this. Yes, I feel like we need to, you know, pump this up a little more.
What's the name of this song?
This song is called Raleigh Fingers, and you can find it on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, everywhere.
There's something called Bandcamp?
There's something called a Bandcamp. Mm-hmm.
Raleigh Fingers, like the baseball player.
Like the baseball player. Huge baseball fans in Waxeater. We're Padres
fans.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So you're a baseball fan?
Yes.
And so why did you name this after Raleigh Fingers?
I do not write the songs. This is the singer's idea. He's a gigantic baseball fan. Who knows? I don't even know what he's saying. I've been in the band for 12 years. So.
Wait a minute. So you're saying during the songs you don't know the words he's saying?
Not a clue. Some of them, yes.
I love it.
We're very loud. Can't hear it.
So, like, you're like, it doesn't matter the message of the song,
no.
So long as it's loud.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're banned from a few venues in town for being loud.
Oh, you're banned for being too loud.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you don't have to tell me which one, but how do you get – what does that mean? Why don't they just tell you to turn it down?
We got invited by a venue to play a show, but we were playing with also loud bands. This venue is kind of known for sit-down acoustic, you know, wine and chilling type of venue.
All right, so Jeff Ruby's.
They were expecting the Wax Eater, and we played last. And we were on our last song, like 30 seconds left in the song, and we would have been done. See the manager of the venue, run down the back hall, run over to the soundboard, flip on the lights, turn off all the sound, and say, you guys are done. You guys are done. Can't come back. End of the show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Look at these rebels. The Wax Eater.
Yeah.
Who knew? Wow. I love great that story. You don't even know the words of the songs. That makes me very happy.
I know that our second album is about The Wire. Every song is about The Wire, the TV show, HBO's
really?
The Wire. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what the lyrics are, though.
So really, they could be singing, Elliot sucks a guitar, he doesn't understand us, we'll keep singing, and you have no clue.
I bet they are. You know, that wouldn't surprise me.
I really like this Wax Eater thing that you got going on, Elliot. 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, I know you don't want to put the poll up on Twitter, but what do you think the average fan would say, Terry versus Joey, who should start? What do you think, Ryan? What do you think the average fan would say?
I think it's still heavily Terry, but maybe...
Well, let's take a poll on the text machine. You like that? Let's see before the end of the show. Just send me one word, Terry or Joey. That's it. That way it's not out in public, like it doesn't get whatever. But just, and I'll check, 772-774-5254. Just one word, Terry or Joey. That's it. Drew, what do you think it'll show?
I think Terry will win, but it'll be a little closer than Ryan predicted.
Because, like I said, I really think our problems are receivers. It's not necessarily Terry.
Or Tevi.
I don't know, but he's got to get better.
He's definitely got to get better.
Yeah, I think this will be the game that decides it for him. I mean, I do think there's a world where if he doesn't play well Saturday, they say after the break, you know what, we're going with Joey. Which would be a real shame, Drew, because of all that Terry's done for us. I mean, Terry has really accomplished so much for this program. I would hate to see it end in a negative fashion, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but the problem there is it's Georgia, and they're the best defense in the country, and everyone looks bad against them. So it's almost like I hope they just say, well, I mean, hopefully Kentucky wins and surprises. But, I mean, if Terry plays bad, I hope they don't throw him away because he was bad against Georgia.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wish it were Vandy right now so you could really say, hey, this is your game. Go out. This is your chance. But it's Georgia.
All right, so Terry or Joey, you give us the your thought, and I'll let you know what happens. Who's next?
Jordan.
Jordan, how are you, Jordan?
I'm good, Matt. How are y'all?
Good. What's up?
I know Ryan would run that 50 yards faster if he knew Julian Tackett was behind him.
I don't think Julian Tackett could catch him, to be honest with you. No offense to Julian Tackett. I think if that happened, Ryan, I have confidence in you. You would win that race.
Yes, I think I can win that one.
Go ahead.
You know, maybe the Ohio County websites were vulnerable to French hackers. I know y'all experienced that. Maybe they're just after the state of Kentucky.
I don't know. Anything else?
Yeah, it really is just the receivers. I mean, Josh Ali, you know, could have had that red zone catch from Joey, and it was a great pass. And so at some point, we just have to look at our big blue wall. We have to look at our running backs, look at our strengths. And I'm sorry, Eddie Grant, but throwing it has not been working, and we got to make that change.
Well, I appreciate the call. I mean, you're going to – I just want to see us, Ryan, run the ball with Chris Rodriguez and see if it works consistently. You know, last year, even 2 years ago with Benny, the offense was very simple. Hand the ball off until they stop it. I don't know, Ryan, that I feel like we've done that this year, at least since we did it some against Auburn. But since then, I don't feel like we've done that enough, and I don't think we've done it ever with Chris Rodriguez.
No, and the Missouri game, that was the game to do it. That's the game we should have done it. Now we got Georgia, like Drew said, one of the best defenses in the country. It's going to be hard to do anything against them. Missouri game, they had a weak run defense. We had Chris Rodriguez back there, and you gave him the ball four times going into the fourth quarter when we were digging yourself out of a hole. That was the mistake that they made.
Looks like Drew is right. It's about 80-20, Terry. Maybe even more than that. Maybe 85-15.
That'd be Ryan was right. He thought people would be more Terry. I thought it might be a little closer.
Oh, okay. Sorry, got that confused. But, you know, that's interesting because, again, on social media, you would think there's a louder anti-Terry group. But just looking at this, and I've gotten hundreds of votes here on the text machine, I'd say it's Terry, maybe even 85-15, Ryan.
Well, he's our guy. He's the starter. You know, we've seen Joey, what, four possessions?
But were you surprised that they put the or on the depth chart? On this week's depth chart, they said Terry Wilson or Joey Gatewood, first time they've ever done that.
Yeah, I wonder if that was even just a little gamesmanship on Kentucky's part, just try to do something to throw Georgia off a little bit. You know, like Stoops likes to do that a little bit.
But do you worry that makes it – I mean, like I'd be worried about doing that and losing my quarterback.
Yeah, they've done that with him ever since he got here, it seems like, messing with his head, pulling him out, putting Sawyer Smith in and – saying publicly, you know, that they're not going to be afraid to make a change a couple times.
I mean, they put Danny Clark in at Missouri last time.
That's true. There. Yeah.
I mean, Terry's been dealing with this since the beginning.
That's true. You're exactly right about that. Who's next?
John.
John, how are you, John?
Hey, Matt, how you doing? Little thing, Terry's a little dinged up, if anybody didn't know that. Also, need to watch what Rodriguez does besides running the ball. Last year he was a lead blocker for Lynn, and he does a lot of lead blocking and pass protection here.
And do you think he's – I mean, the argument that the staff will always say, sometimes publicly but mostly privately, is A.J.'s better at picking up the blitz, catching out of the backfield. I haven't watched a lot of that with Chris because usually when Chris is in, I'm trying to hope he gets the ball. Do you think Rodriguez is good at those as well?
Rodriguez is better at blocking. He was a lead blocker for Lynn, and he does a lot of that now. Just watch it. And Eddie Graham will save Rodriguez, keep him a little fresher for the fourth quarter like he did Benny, and, you know, run out the clock and put the game away. That's when Chris is the strongest at the end of the game.
Well, that's true.
When the defense is tired.
That's true, but that still doesn't give him an excuse for why he wasn't in on that key drive against Missouri Saturday. That still frustrates me.
Yeah, but just remember, Terry's a little banged up now. Just a little information here.
All right, I appreciate the call. That is true. You know, you think that might be part of why the or is there, Ryan, is that Terry is a little banged up?
Maybe. If he's more banged up than we realize, that maybe that is a reason why. Don't know.
You had to like that they put A.J. Rose or Chris Rodriguez, Drew, for the first time as well.
Yeah, I feel like the last 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks of our pregame shows and our football podcast, all we've been saying is give Chris Rodriguez the ball, and then the game happens and he doesn't get it as much, and then we just do it again the next week, and then we've done it again the next week. We finally have an or, so maybe there will be a change, but I'm not counting on it.
Yeah. Well, Doc Franklin. Sorry,
I was just going to add, kind of hard on Rose here. Everything that guy said was right, but there's also a third and four, and you know Rodriguez is your best option, and we're still seeing Rose in situations like that.
Yeah. Don Franklin is Kentucky's number one buying center. If you want to trade or just sell your vehicle, Don Franklin's family of dealerships will give you more for your vehicle. They'll beat any written offer that you can come up with, or they'll pay you $100. So that's great. You come to them with a written offer and say, you know, Bob's car hut over here is giving me X, and they'll say, you know what, I beat that. Or if they don't, they'll just hand you $100 and go, here you go, nice to meet Bob. So that's what they'll do at DonFranklinAuto.com. You get Don Franklin's exclusive 15-year, 500,000-mile powertrain coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles. That's at DonFranklinAuto.com. So there you go, Ryan. Tonight is Game 6 of the World Series. At 2 o'clock is my thing with Scott Jennings, where we're talking about the world, and it's Taco Tuesday at KS Bar. What more could you want?
Exciting day to be a Wildcat.
And guess what candle I have right now?
Butt naked.
Green sea grass.
Ooh.
Wow.
You know what it smells like?
Green sea grass.
Fresh cut grass. It's a beautiful smell. Thank you all very much. We'll see you later. This has been Kentucky Sports Radio. You
was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fuchs.